Hey all, really appreciate you joining my podcast today. What I've noticed is I do a lot of my podcasts on Sunday evenings because I feel like the week kind of adds up together and the weekend adds up together and all my thoughts are kind of combined together on a Sunday. And I feel like instead of, you know, rushing an idea during the week or you know, rushing it on a Saturday or something like that, I like to really feel comfortable about talking about something that I think is worth talking about on a podcast or in a video or in my book. And, you know, I like to use those ideas and kind of break it down more over time. So a lot of times the first version of things is not the best. And, you know, a lot of them also have similar, similarities to one another. In the sense of like, okay, like A, B, C, fine. And then I'll have like topics from A, which is like A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, A6, right? And so on. And it's kind of connecting to that original idea of A. So for example, you know, talking about living in the present, I talk about living in the present several times, but I've broken it down into different parts about how you can do that and why it's important, right? So it's not like one thing that I think is like one topic that is that's it. I think it's a more long-term thing. So one of the things that I've really realized over the past week or so and really kind of conceptualized that realization today or in the past hour, to be honest with you, is that we are living the life that our future self will wish for. And I think I said this previously where your future self is living the life that you want to because obviously you're working towards a better future, a better person. And that's all true. I think it's twofold, right? And the reason why I say that I think that our future selves, right, me in 5, 10 years, is going to be nostalgic and more or less wishing that he could go back to now is because people like to look back at life. People like to reflect and people like to imagine when they were younger, when things were simpler, right? Go back to a point in time where things were simpler. Another thing is that things are fleeting, right? People are fleeting, objects, you know, deteriorate, right? Things change, right? You're in university for 4 years, you're in high school for 4 years, you have parents, you have friends, you know, you have pets who get older. And they're not going to be there forever. It's just part of life, right? That's a cycle of life. That time is not infinite. It's finite. And, you know, things are fleeting. And I spoke about this in another podcast. But I think this realization is something that should make us not only more present, but also more cherishing or, you know, cherish the moments and the things that we have in our life right now that are fleeting, right? Which is everything. I mean, in all honesty, like if I'm going on a vacation for 10 days, right, that 10 days, after 10 days, the vacation's over. The vacation is not going to come back. I can go on another vacation, but that specific vacation, I'm not going to get back. That dinner with someone you love is you're not going to get back. You may have other dinners, but you're not going to get that specific dinner back. And I think that looking back to my childhood and looking back to even a year ago or 2 years ago, there are moments where, you know, I was happy and I, you know, took in the moment, but I didn't realize that this moment will never happen again. I didn't realize that. And part of me was like, I didn't want to be pessimistic and say, oh, I'm never going to do this again. I'm not saying that now. I think, you know, we repeat similar things often, right? You can go to several football games and go to several dinners with one person, but you're not going to have the exact same dinner or exact same soccer match or football match that you've had that one time, right? Today, you know, is October 2nd, 2022. That day is never going to exist again. This minute that I'm making this podcast on this exact day is never going to happen again, right? I'll probably make another podcast, but this moment is never going to happen again. And I could tell you that, like, because of that, we need to cherish, what is occurring now. We need to realize that our future self will be praying for the moment that we have right now. And we need to realize that we owe it to our future self to really live for the now, live for today. And again, it's like, it's twofold, right? Because it's the one side of it is that you're living for today and, you know, you're living the present. But then at the same time, you're working towards tomorrow. So I think the attitude that I'm formulating, even while speaking to this way, is that we live for today, but we work for tomorrow. And that attitude is like, okay, you enjoy this moment today, you enjoy all the things that it's given you, but you put the work in for tomorrow. So, you know, for example, like, I'll give you an example of a day that I think embodies this. You wake up in the morning, you have some breakfast, you eat healthy, and you, you know, work out and whatnot. But then you have a snack. You have something that makes you happy, and it's maybe not the healthiest thing, but it makes you happy. And what you've done is you basically have had a breakfast and, you know, a workout that's basically impacting you tomorrow, right? It's going to pay you probably dividends down the line. It's not going to give you immediate dividends. But you have that small treat that's, you know, living you for now. You know that tomorrow is not guaranteed, and, you know, you should have a little bit fun. It doesn't have to be a snack. It could be anything. It could, you know, can be the smallest thing, you know, and some of this is instant gratification. I think instant gratification actually can be beneficial in just living for the now, enjoying the now moment. But you really want to realize that you need a balance, right? You can't just always do instant gratification. You can't always just do things that are good now, right? You need to kind of say, okay, like, what's good for tomorrow? So that's why I think working out, for example, working out your mind and your body is something that I think is something that is easy to do if you build it into your habits, but it's so good long term. I mean, physically, I love myself. You know, I feel like I could, you know, push myself a little bit more, you know, in certain ways, but I think that I'm in such a good spot, like, mentally because of that as well. I think spiritually, I've seen a lot of moments where I'm like taking a step back almost and biting my tongue in during situations where I would have not done that a year ago, you know, and I know that's because of my meditation practices. I know it's because of my mindfulness practices. I know it's because of all the things that I do day in, day out, or at least I try to do the majority of the time to get me to that point. But, you know, dividends don't come immediately. They take time. And for me to see that is just going to be pushing me even more. So, you know, work towards tomorrow, like, put the work in, like, you know, work hard, you know, try to better yourself in some way, whatever that may be. But definitely work for tomorrow and then live for today. Enjoy that meal with the person, have that dessert, you know, have that conversation, take a little bit of time and maybe don't work on, you know, some days maybe you don't work out because you want to spend time with people you love and you just don't have time. I genuinely think you can make time if you really want to. You can wake up a little earlier. You can go a little later to sleep. But, sacrifice is okay to live today, right? Spend that money. You know, work hard, but spend that money. Enjoy life. And those are some things that I genuinely have enjoyed every single day of my life in its own way, right? Some days have been very sad. Some days have been very tough. But looking back, like, I've realized that every single day had a purpose and every single day kind of just sculpted my life, right? And being still and being mindful of every single day as just a day and not just a moving clock has really helped me a lot. But, you know, living in the now and cherishing the moments, you know, that you have with people and do things. And, you know, sometimes I think I spoke about this in the other podcast is that, you know, you may like, sometimes you push things away, like you say, like, yeah, let's hang out with some, let's, you know, hang out another time and stuff like that. And you don't get another time. You don't get another time. And it's sad and it's pessimistic a little bit, but it's a true thing. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. I mean, I listened to one of my favorite podcast hosts. He said that, like, he was, you know, got an email from someone, you know, wanted someone's opinion, wanted to jump on a call or, you know, potentially meet. And he said, oh, yeah, you know, I'll reply in a day or two, you know. I'm not going to necessarily reply now. And it went past a few days, and he got another message saying that this person has passed away. And while I don't think this is going to happen too many times in your life, and I really hope it doesn't happen too many times in your life, it is possible. And I think the idea of it happening should push you to living in the now and making that call to someone, making that, you know, visit to someone. And I'm not perfect at this. I'm actually very far from perfect at this. I'm, you know, life kind of takes over and you don't really think about these things in the moment. You need to kind of remind yourself to do these things. But like, for example, I live with my parents still, and I think I said this in the podcast episode, but I always try to give my parents a hug before I go to sleep and before I leave the house, because, you know, I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but, you know, you don't want to be then that one moment where you said, oh, like, why didn't you say goodbye? You know? And I think that's why you always want to leave the things around you like it's your last moment. Like you want to kind of say like, okay, this is how I want to be remembered. Or this is what I want to do. And that's not being pessimistic. It's just being saying like, you know, count every moment. And I thought like when I first heard the idea of momentum mori and those kind of things where life is fragile and, you know, you don't know if you're going to get another minute. So that's why you need to think that you're not going to get another minute. I thought that was really pessimistic. I said, like, why would you always think death is around the corner? Why would you have that mentality? It sounds like life sucks if you have that mentality. But now I realize that it's not supposed to be pessimistic. It's supposed to allow you to live life, because it's allowing you to realize that you need to live now. Not tomorrow, not the next minute, but live now. Now, every moment is not going to be perfect in this living idea, but if you can live just a little bit more, your life can be more lived. So, you know, those moments you have with your family, you may think they're nothing. You may have those moments every week. You may have Sunday dinner or Friday night dinner every week, and it doesn't really mean much to you. But I promise you, your future self will tell you differently. They'll tell you that, hey, you know, you only had 10 more years with your parents, you know, because one of them passed away. Or, you know, just so you know, you moved across the country and you never get to see them much anymore. So when life gives you things, accept them in the sense that you don't necessarily know what the future holds, right? And that's something that I've been realizing a lot as well. It's like, okay, you break up, you meet someone amazing a few months later, a few years later. You are stuck at home and you spend your time with your parents, but those are most memorable moments because you never will get those moments back. You have a great job and you go to get another job and you realize that job was so good that you shouldn't throw it away. You know, I think we're always, and I said this in another podcast, I think we are always, and I'm always sometimes, looking for more. You know, more things, more that. And I think there's such a big balance between the two. And that's why it's like, you know, live for today, but work for tomorrow. Like, always work for more. Always work for stronger things and better things, because you deserve it. You know, you deserve to live a great life. But live now. Because as I said in another podcast, if you don't live now, none of the other stuff matters. But you want to be smart, right? Like, I'm not going to tell you to go spend $100,000 or all your money in your bank account and just go away like that, but I'm just saying, be realistic on the balance side of things. And that's something that I've been doing more of, where I'm just like kind of letting go a little bit more and just doing things, because I know that I may not get those moments back. And you know, that's where I kind of want to leave it at. I want you to live for today and work towards tomorrow, make rational decisions, and just realize that, again, your future self is going to look back and say, oh wow, I wish I could go back and relive that. I wish I could go back to my childhood and live those amazing memories. So live them now and really, really show your future self that you are cherishing every moment, because you'll live a deserving life and you'll live a fulfilling life if you do so. So we'll talk soon, but thanks so much for listening to my podcast.